Today from the Ohio Newsroom, replacing Ohio's lead pipes. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Last month, the EPA issued a new rule. Drinking water systems across the country have to find and replace lead pipes within the next 10 years. It's a task that promises to be pricey, but a recent report from the public policy analysis firm Scioto Analysis purports the economic benefits outweigh the costs. Rob Moore is the firm's principal. Hey, Rob.
Hello, Erin.
So just how prevalent are lead service lines in Ohio? How does our state compare with others?
So according to the EPA, Ohio has about 745,000 water service lines that are made from lead. We don't know if that is exactly the number. There are a lot of numbers that are floating around out there, but that is the best estimate that we've been able to find. We know that it's hundreds of thousands of lead service lines. That is a little bit lower than Florida and Illinois, which are the only two states that have more, but we are third in the country when it comes to gross number of lead service lines in the United States. That's important because we only have 3.6% of the population in Ohio, but we have 8.1% of the lead service lines, which means not only do we have a large number of lead service lines, but we also have much more per capita than the country as a whole.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of lead lines. What kind of impact did these lines have on Ohioans' cognitive and physical health?
So we've known that lead service lines impact health for a long time. We've known since Benjamin Franklin was worrying about there being water runoff from lead roofs. They impact a number of different things. We estimate that there are a number of infant deaths that happen. It impacts infant mortality. And this is because mothers ingest water that has lead, and that can reduce birth weight of children. And then that leads to premature death for young children. We also have a lot of evidence around the impact of lead service lines on IQ, that it can impact future IQ for children at an average of about 1.25 IQ points per child for hundreds of thousands of children. Lead service lines and lead exposure has been linked to heart disease, depression, anemia, coronary heart disease, dementia, and ADHD as well.
How much would it cost utility companies and their customers to replace these lead pipes?
It's probably going to be billions of dollars to do that. And again, it's going to depend on how many there are, but most of our estimates ended up being a few billion dollars in order to replace all of these lead service lines.
Okay, that's a steep cost, especially for municipalities with tight budgets. Is it economically worthwhile?
Well, once we totaled up all of the benefits that would come from fewer infant deaths, a higher IQ, and the earnings that would come from that down the road, less medical spending from things like heart disease, depression, anemia, coronary heart disease, dementia, and ADHD, the total benefits that we found were about $32 to $45 in benefits for every $1 in costs. That there are just some very, very high upside, and that overall, afterwards, that the total benefit over the next 15 years would be somewhere between $145 and $185 billion on net for the state.
So for every dollar it costs to remove a pipe, the state is going to see a pretty big return on investment then.
Yeah, and these numbers are very much in line with numbers that we've seen from Harvard University research on lead service line replacement.
Rob Moore with Scioto Analysis, thank you for your expertise.
Thank you, Erin.
Tomorrow, the Ohio Newsroom is headed to Cincinnati, where the process to replace lead pipes is already underway. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.